I want to leave you with the results of a poll that Harris just did, focusing on what millennials and those who are Generation Z believe in and place a priority on. Just for a point of definition, anyone born between 1981 and 96, that's a millennial. Anyone born after 1997, that's Generation Z. Question, would you prefer living in a socialist country? Combine millennials and Generation Z, almost 50% agree with that statement, 49.6%. They also agree that government should provide universal health care, about 67%. Gave a thumbs up for that. And it should provide tuition-free college, 56% agree with that statement. They also agree that ICE should be abolished. And if you look at the issue priorities of the generations, Generation Z see mass shootings, racial equality, and the treatment of immigrants as priorities. Millennials, they place an importance with health care, global warming, and mass shootings. Older voters, they see top issues being access to health care, terrorism, national security, and the national debt. But socialism, you might be dismissive of it. Well, you can look at the crowds that Bernie Sanders is drawing already. You can't, that would be tough to dismiss. And if you really look at these poll numbers, it shows that the tide is turning, perhaps, because if you look ahead to the 2020 elections, millennials and Generation Z are going to compose over one-third of the electorate, 37%. Not to say that they all will go out and vote. As you saw when Hillary got the nomination, a lot of the Bernie Sanders socialist-leaning voters did not go out. They sat on their hands for that one. But nevertheless, over time, maybe within a decade, can you possibly say President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?